Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Amidst the heather and firths of beautiful Scotland lived a country doctor many years ago. Now, this Scottish physician was greatly loved by the villagers and the patients of the wee town in Bonnie, Scotland. So when he died, he was greatly missed by his village. His wife, though, didn't share his disposition or love for people. So upon his death, she examined the financial records which were found in the doctor's office. On several pages were written these words in the doctor's hand in bold red ink: "Forgiven, too poor to pay." The widow, believing that she could still collect the forgiven debt, instructed her attorney to enter suit against the forgiven patients of her deceased husband. When the matter reached the court, the judge examined the accounts. He then turned to the widow and asked, "Is this handwriting in red ink that of your husband?" "It is," she replied. Then said the judge, "There is no tribunal in the land that can demand payment of any account over which the deceased has written the word forgiven." Case dismissed. Forgiveness is really a legal concept. In the first century, the Greek word for forgiveness meant to give up the right to something. Hence, to give back your right to redress a grievance. To forgive means you give up your right to hurt the other person because he has hurt you. I am thinking of the young wife who sat in my office for counseling. Her husband had been unfaithful to her, but then realizing how deeply he loved her and wanted her, begged her to forgive him. He promised it would never happen again. Finally, she blurted out, "Well, I guess I can forgive him, but I can never forget it." To say I can forgive but will not forget is like saying, "Well, for the moment, I will not demand your punishment. But if I ever have reason to question your integrity, I will quickly remind you of your failure." That's really not forgiveness. Esther York Burkholder was driving at this when she wrote, "Most of us find forgiveness one of the most difficult virtues to put into practice. I can forgive, but I can't forget." This is a rather paradoxical statement. For in our hearts, we still hold a grudge which rankles and festers and does us more harm than to the offender. Man's forgiveness is different than God's. For man's forgiveness is marred by our hesitancy to forget. God's forgiveness is complete. How many times does God expect a person to forgive another? Is it once under some circumstances, or twice, or three times, or even 30? On one occasion, Peter, the big fisherman, came to Jesus with his very problem. Perhaps he remembered his competitors fouling his fishing nets, or taking his favorite fishing spot. So Peter put the question to Jesus: "How often am I to forgive my brother if he goes on wronging me, as many as 7 times? Now that's really quite liberal for blustering Peter. But Jesus responded, "Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. In other words, always forgive. The Apostle Paul told us we ought to forgive because of God's forgetfulness and his forgiveness for what we have done. To the Ephesians he wrote, "Be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God forgave you." Now, perhaps you're thinking, "I just can't forgive." If you feel like that, may I pass on to you a formula I've never seen to fail? Begin earnestly to pray for the one who has hurt you. Ask God to give you his grace to forgive. He will.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.